What it is, one time is, yo boy, man. What it is, coming at you with this why, club notes for the Bible, for what? That's right, a real nigga. Alright, so where we at? We at chapter 44. Should get pretty interesting in chapter 44. Let's go and get this popped out. Say, how y'all doing, man? Appreciate y'all listening. Hope y'all been having a good day, man. Let's get to it. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be here today, Lord. Continue to cover us and keep us with your blood and angels. Help me to deliver the stories in a vivid manner. Somebody hard, be blessed enough to maybe pick up that book, you know what I'm saying? Just help your son, man, just continue to follow through, you know? And open my heart and my understanding, Lord, from a speaking standpoint and as a person who listens, you know? I thank you for being who you are. Glory and honor shall always be thine. Praise going to you. Anything I've forgotten, help me out. Ask these minimal blessings. Your son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Believe 43, the brothers were dying with Joseph in his house in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? And I think this kind of picks up like the night, you know, before he tell them, you know, before they get ready to go and shit, you know. And Judah has made himself personally responsible for Benjamin. And that's pretty interesting, you know what I'm saying? As we get more into this storyline, Simeon out of jail, Simeon free. He was locked up for a set, it did. And yeah, it picks up, you know, they had a good time eating and let's get it started. Cause I can't get it started without getting it started, you did. Joseph talking to the steward of his house. I'm telling you, him and this steward guy, they pretty cool, but I swear he be, and okay, this is what Joseph kind of show, like, he his daddy and his mama child, you know what I'm saying? He his grandmama child, shit, his grandmama con artist too, when she wanted to be, you feel me? Grandma Rachel. Grandma Rebecca, yeah, Rachel's mama, Grandma Rebecca, even though she might have been old enough to be a grandma at the time that she had him, but that's Mama Rachel, Grandma Rebecca. But, yeah, 44, he starting to devise a little plan. Okay, now, the plan is initially to basically spend more time with his little brother. But the way that he's going about this shit, I don't care what nobody say. This shit is the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And this kind of, like I say, this kind of show, like, nobody's perfect in God, man. Nobody is, you feel me? We all have our, you know what I'm saying, burdens to bear, you feel me? We all come at things in a certain type of mind frame that could be recollected and looked upon as like I could have went at that a little bit better, you know. And I think we're about to talk about one of the times I think if Joseph would have looked back, you know, but it all come together. Okay, my bad. 44, he talked to the steward at his house and he was like, man, make sure you fill all their bags up as much as you can put in every one of the bags they got, put as much as you can put in there. But then, hey, I want you to put, like, all their money back. Put the money at the bottom of the bank. Put all their money back and shit. But then the youngest brother, I want you to put the cup I've been drinking. You know that's my cup, you know what I'm saying? When comedy comes, you know that one of my cups. Like, yeah, I be on the ass. I got the bling bling all in that cup. Yeah. So I want you to put it in the youngest kid bag, which is Benjamin. And then, you know, I want you, you know, when they leave out the city a little bit, let them leave out the city. I want you to catch back up with them and be like, you know, play that role. You know, we did this shit before. Play that role where you like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you stole some shit from my master and shit. Oh, this, he was being nice to you. Yeah, do that shit. But, you know, spiff it up some. You know what I'm saying? Make it look like they make them scared and shit. For real, for real. You did. And then you say, whoever back, hey, you know, whoever got my cup. That's who it is. That's who I'm fucking with. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be my slave. You feel me? So, they are. He did that. He filled their bags up just like he asked them to and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And when he did, he put the cup in Benjamin's bag. And when they was getting out the city a little bit, getting ready to ride off, you know, with the food and everything, just had a good meal the night last night, you know what I'm saying? And feeling, you know, probably talking good about the experience that they had with the governor of Egypt. You feel me? So they riding off and everything like that, and then Joseph let him get a little ways off, and then he told the steward of his house, all right, now go head out there, you know what I'm saying, go on, catch up with him. So the steward did it. Steward caught up with him and he overtook him. They say overtake him, you know what I'm saying, and that's usually when they catch up with somebody, you know what I'm saying, and cut him off and shit like that, because he coming at them like they just stole some shit from his master. So he kind of making it trying to look like, you know what I'm saying, they done offended him. You feel me? So cut him off and shit. Be like, bruh, y'all came and ate good. Didn't y'all enjoy the food and shit that y'all ate last night? Didn't you enjoy the company? You feel me? Ain't all y'all bags filled all the way up to the brim in there, bitch, bruh? Then why the fuck y'all trying to steal from my master, man? Why is y'all trying to steal from Governor, dog? Like, for real. That shit ain't going down, cuz. One of y'all stole his cup, man. The cup that he had with all the bling in it that he was drinking in. Y'all might not have saw his face, but I know you seen that cup. That cup had a lot of diamonds and shit in that hole. For real. I know y'all stole that beer, man. And he was being good to y'all. Y'all just gonna steal this shit, man. That's fucked up, man. Who got the cup, man? Which one of y'all got the cup? And he like, the brother's like, whoa, no. Hey, tell him he got us all twisted, man. No. Tell him he ain't gotta talk about us like that, bro. Stealing stuff? No. Hey, bro, we just came. I gotta hit the blunt on that, bro. He just came. We just came from Canaan, and we brought the money that was in our sacks the first time we came out this way, bro. If we wanted to steal something, we probably would have did it then, man. Like, we ain't gonna know. We appreciate the hospitality. We ain't even know no shit like that. Matter of fact, if you find the shit in any one of our bags, let him die, and then we'll all be your bondsmen. Because ain't none of us getting down. Like, they was vouching for, like, all of them, each other, you know what I'm saying? And just a side note, you feel me? I want to speak on it briefly right now, but at the end of the session, that's when I'm going to talk in more in depth about this shit. But side note, Benjamin, okay? Benjamin was born of Rachel and Israel, okay? Now, I'm trying to find the right words to put it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting stuck on what I want to, on saying anything. It's just preparing it in a way to where it kind of makes sense. Joseph, all right? If Joseph, I feel like the relationship, before we get into the storyline as it continues, the relationship that they have with Benjamin is really, really a tight bond. Like, they appreciate Benjamin, you know what I'm saying, off the strength of what happened to Joseph, especially at this point in time where, you know, first time they came out, they felt like, you know, they getting in trouble for when he would call them spies and shit. They thought, you know, this is God paying them back for what they did to Joseph and shit like that. So they, in the essence of what they did to Joseph, I think they probably treat Benjamin like 10 times way better than they did Joseph. But you have to have, like, sometimes in life, I feel like you have to have that Joseph. You gotta have that person that, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't like that. But he ain't on that dumb shit, you feel me? Now, he young, you feel me? Joseph was the youngest. He probably did. Like I said, I'm gonna get back to it. But like I say, I just wanna emphasize, sometimes you have to have a Joseph so that the relationship with the next could be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, Benjamin, I feel like their relationship was super tight with Benjamin. Like, they looked out for Benjamin. They, shit, Judah putting his life on the line with Pop, so putting him, you know what I'm saying, like, it's under me. He my responsibility. If anything happened to him, it's on me. So he taking full responsibility of Benjamin, his brother, the same one who sold one of his brothers. So, you know, it's when stuff happen, you know, if you can avoid it from happening, you see these things and avoid it from happening, that's what you learn from. But if not, learn how to step up, like I feel Judah did. You feel me? Like, he fucked up, but I feel he stepped up too. So, all right, where we at? Okay. Yeah, the bondsman. The servant, the steward of the house, all right, is finna get ready to look through everybody's bag, okay? Everybody quickly hop off their shit, you know what I'm saying? Open their bags up and shit like that. And he starts from the oldest to the youngest, making it real, real suspenseful because the steward of the house know who got the shit, you know what I'm saying? He could have went straight to his ass, but he made it suspenseful. He started with the oldest and went to the youngest. So Reuben, no. Simeon, no. Levi, no. Judah, no. Who next? Dan, no. Naphtali, no. Gad, no. Asher, no. Issachar, no. Zebulun, no. Benjamin. Damn. Bling, fall all out of this shit, cuz. And I believe Benjamin, in the sense of what Joseph was, Benjamin is, as far as, like, he ain't gonna steal no shit like that, man. He ain't gonna do no shit like that, bro. He ain't gonna take nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? So they really had full confidence that they would be on some dumb shit, but they learned from their mistakes, and they really, like, we ain't on no dumb shit. But they just had full confidence that Benjamin, fuck, he gonna take, man. This nigga got five times more shit than we got. You feel me? So, I mean, like, I know he ain't tripping to steal nothing. Nah, Pops ain't even raise him like that, you know. So, when they found it in his cup, man, all of them just sad. Everybody tearing their clothes. Remember when they sold Joseph, I told you Reuben tore his clothes and Israel tore his clothes. But when they found out it been, rip, 10 rips in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Sad as hell. And they was like, no, man, we got to go talk to the governor, man. So I believe Judah was the one who was like, man, nah, because they said Judah and his brothers when he got to the governor's house. So, you know what I'm saying? They all got up their horses and they went back to the city and went back to the governor's house, you know what I'm saying? And Joseph came out like, well, y'all niggas think I'm stupid or something, man. Y'all think I wouldn't know my favorite cup was missing on everything. He probably only drank it when he got company. He don't even use the cup for real. Just try to impress the company and shit like that. But you niggas stole my favorite cup. You think I wouldn't miss that shit, nigga? You think with all this good shit I got in this house, you think I wasn't gonna remember that motherfucker was gone? You see that spot right there? That hoe gone, cuz. I know that. I know somebody took that bitch. You feel me? He was like, man, look, bro. Judah was like, look, man. take me. Take me as your bondman, please. He was like, nah, God forbid. Now, you know what I'm saying? And this is why I say he wrong. Because first and foremost, you're lying. Nobody took the damn cup in the first place, Joseph. Nobody took that bit. And you know nobody ain't take that hoe. But you trying to play the role. Like I say, he going the wrong way about something to do something he want to do. I mean, you the governor of motherfucking Egypt. You could tell them niggas, hey, I want to be alone with my brother. You feel me? I want to be alone with Benjamin. You feel me? For a little while, I go back to the house. You know what I'm saying? You could, man, you the governor. You can do what the fuck you want, Joseph. Like, you don't have to come at this situation like this. And have, this is bigger. Like, okay, like the older brother playing a trick on them, cool. I mean, damn, they sold you. I mean, you want to get some get back? Cool, I get that. You know what I'm saying? But you making the younger brother feel like, I ain't steal shit. I ain't no thief, man, you know? And one of the worst feelings in the world is to know that you haven't done something. And that shit, like, in your possession, it's like, man, how the fuck, bro? I promise I ain't do no shit like this. And it's to the point where, like, you going to jail. Like, he heard about all the shit, like, about, man, he don't want us to come back and let Benjamin come with us and shit. He probably had a conversation that they had with Pops and shit. And shit was, looked like it was finna go super sour, you feel me? Judah stepped up and he started talking about just everything, man. He was like, because when Judah was like, make me a bondsman, you know what I'm saying, instead of my little brother. He was like, God forbid. No, I'm going to get the one who stole the cup. You know what I'm saying? Playing the Joe's still playing the role like this motherfucker really took some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I'm going to get the person, God forbid. That, you know, you putting God in it too. I was like, come on, man. You ain't got to do all that. But he was like, God forbid. You know, I'm going to get the person who stole the cup and y'all go free. And that's when Judah kind of like stepped up and he came. I think he came with like a super umber hard, man. Like, for real. Hold on, bro. I got to bust another one now for this one. Got to open another one up, man. Got to burn another one on this one. Because Judah come from, I believe he come from it hard on this shit. Because, like, no stunting, man. He stepped out a little bit closer to him. You know what I'm saying? But in an umber manner. Because of the way he spoke to him in the sign of showing, I just want to come in respect to you. I ain't trying to come sideways. I want to come in a respectful manner. He, you know what I'm saying? He stepped closer to him. And he was like, please humble it, Mr. Governor, sir. Could I just, you know, just humbly, I pray that I could humbly just speak a little something in your ear and just tell you a little something, you know what I'm saying, about just this whole situation, okay? And when we first came down here, you feel me, and we got some food, and you remember you had told us you thought we were spies and shit, and we weren't going to be able to see your face to get no more food unless we brought our younger brother. You asked us if we had a dad and, you know, asked us if we had a father and we had any more brothers. And then we told you. We do have a father and he's an older man. And we have a younger brother that he had at his younger age that is left of his wife because his brother, you know what I'm saying, that he had, the son that he had before him, we don't know where he at, you know what I'm saying? And you told us that we weren't going to be able to see your face and we brought our younger brother. You know what I'm saying? So we went and told our dad that. And, you know, he kind of hesitated on that shit. Like, for real, for real. Like, we had to wait till we ate up all the shit that we had before he even was like, you know what I'm saying? Before he was even like, go get some more food, and he still wasn't letting us get Benjamin. We had to tell him, man, that you said you weren't gonna see our face unless we brought our younger brother. And we told him that, and he brought the younger brother, you know. And when we get here, you know what I'm saying, like you gotta understand, man, like, and I ain't trying to come sideways because I know you like the voice of Pharaoh in Egypt, so believe you me, I'm trying to come humbly. But he really loved that younger son, like he told us, you know what I'm saying, that if we don't come back with him, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bring his gray hairs down in sorrow, you know what I'm saying, he's going to die in front of us. He told us he was going to die. He said, that was from my wife. My dad originally went to our homeland to get the wife that he had, but, you know, granddaddy kind of slicked him into getting our mom too, you know what I'm saying, and the handmaids that came with it. And the wife that he originally wanted to be with, that he loved, and we know he loved, you know, just by the way they kicked it and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's it, the only one he got left. Because like I say, the older son, I don't know where he at, man, you know? And truly God is, you know, like, for real, man. God see everything. It did. And surely he seen that iniquity of what transpired, you know what I'm saying, with our younger brother before Benjamin, you know what I'm saying? And I pray, man, that you take me, man. Take me as a bondman, please, man. Take me as a slave, dog. Because I told him that Benjamin was going to be in my hand. I was going to be responsible for the young man. And if I don't come back, if I go back to him, you just asked me to watch my dad die. You know what I'm saying? And please, man, take me instead, man. I deserve to be taken for what? Because I did some dumb shit to my brother. So if anybody deserved to be taken as a bondman, it's me. Take me. This is how Judah coming. I believe this is how Judah coming. Take me. Take me as a slave. But let the lad go back with his family, man. Please. Don't kill off my dad like that, man. I don't want to watch him die. I'd rather be a bondman than a slave to you because he's my responsibility. So please take me and let him go home. He ain't did nothing. He don't even get down like that. I don't know how that shit got in his bag, man. That ain't gonna even do shit like that, dog. Don't take him, man. Take me, my nigga. And, you know, you know, on a series to be continued, you know what I'm saying? They plead for the life of their brother because, you know, Pop didn't even want to take him down. He didn't even want to let him go down now because, you know, shit happened to Joseph and shit, you know, and the shit that happened to Joseph was off the strength of these brothers, you know, and he got to trust them in their hands with the only thing that he got left of his wife and his other son, because he ain't seen Joseph in 22 years. Bro, he done gave up on that deal right there, dog, 22 years, bro. And yeah, he didn't. For sure, man, because I know my son. If he was anywhere in the vicinity where he could come back, he'll come back. So, I mean, like, this would really be like this might knock Israel out the box, you feel me? He ain't gonna be able to make it out of this one, because he had to watch the son that he don't, anything in him don't want to give him away. And he had to do it. And they don't come back with him. Oh, man. You better know that shit gonna be crazy, cuz. So, that's initially how 45 ends. And then that shit. But I did say I wanted to mention something a little bit more. Behold, you gotta have like people like Joseph sometimes, you know? Alright? And kind of get more in depth in what I think their relationship was, you know what I'm saying, growing up, okay? Growing up with Joseph, okay? I can imagine. He the youngest, cuz. Let's be real. He the youngest. He is the only one at the time that came from the woman that everybody know that their daddy wanted to be with. You feel me? So the love that he got shown may have been like, and he the youngest. If anybody grew up in the house with somebody that they came in and they the youngest, boy, you know how that attention go, bro. You know how that go, man. I'm just saying, bro. So you can, I want you to look at things from a full scale instead of looking at people being right or wrong. Know that actions that are done are right or wrong. And God weighs the shit in your heart, not the shit on your head. You feel me? And that's real. You feel me? So, like, I could understand the how annoying Joseph could be. But at the same time, I can understand that Joseph couldn't have done that much to the point where you sell them. And when you ultimately look at it, okay? The shit that they hated them on, the shit that God was giving them. If you think about it, when you read the chapter where he talk about his dreams, okay? Because right now, at the top of my head, I don't remember exactly which chapter it is, okay? But the chapter that he talk about his dreams, you'll see, they'll say he hated them even the more. They already hated them, but they hated them even the more off of what God was giving, okay? Sometimes when God gives you something and you're not quite sure how, because he's young and he's just telling me his dream. If he would have known that this was something that God was giving him, he would have interpreted it to him that way. But him, it was just new. It was a dream. It was crazy, you feel me? Something God is giving him, you know what I'm saying? And his own brothers hated him for what God is giving him instead of discerning. That's why it's important to get past spirits of hate and whatever may bother you, you know what I'm saying? Spirits that you know keep you from seeing things in a loving manner. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they were doing. You did. But to do that and to know I was wrong for that. Because God gonna whoop that ass. I don't think you do no wrong and you get away. I don't think that people think they get away scot-free because they smiling in your face and they giggling and ha-ha and all that shit. Tears of a clown, you feel me? When no one is around, I'm telling you, them niggas get their ass whooped just like everybody else. It's just strong-willed people know how to play it in front of people, you dig? It's just, trust me, everybody get their ass whooped, you dig? And believe me, you, them brothers got their ass whooped for the shit that they did to their brother in their heart because they've been taught different and they know they was wrong, you dig? But sometimes you have to have a Jacob. A Joseph. You have to have a Jacob too. But you have to have a Joseph to kind of like, Joseph didn't know why he was getting hated on so hard. He didn't know why this shit was going the way that it was going for him. He probably did more loving than anything, man. Everybody got their ways, true indeed. But overall, I bet you Joseph was a good kid, an obedient kid. And they hated it because he got blessings off. Not only they see it as the fact that the wife that he wanted to be, have a child with, you know, he got that child. He was that love child of them. That's what they see. But the truth is, he may have been just more obedient than y'all's asses was. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably hard-headed as the fuck, and then they listen. And he got blessings for being a listener and being obedient, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes when you go through shit and you don't understand why, know that God walk with you, man. And sometimes you have to be that person for the next person because I bet you money on everything that they treated Benjamin way better. They appreciated Benjamin way more. Because of the shit. Could God whoop that ass? And the next time they got an opportunity to have the youngest brother come in that the dad loves so much, they'll embrace it with the same love that he did. But sometimes you gotta have that Joseph. But even if you are that Joseph, know that God keep you even in the midst of being in the lowest of the lows. Prison wall, he still kept. Being supposed to be a slave, he's still the head of the house. Supposed to be enslaved, end up being a governor. How many folk you know go from prisoner to governor? Come on, man. God walking with this guy. In the midst of being wronged heavily by people he loved. So, just put that on my G's heart, because you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, and walking in the mannerism of being the G that you are, you may have did some things that the family disapprove of, and you know, or you may not even done things that the family disapprove of. It's just the way that you go about stuff they disapprove of, but the shit that you bring back, everybody cool with all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? But you get this just undescribed hate because you go out there and get it yourself. I mean, that's a form of what Joseph was getting. If you come back to your crib and everybody looking at you all sideways because you get it, you went out there, belly of the beast, pulled that bitch out, and people like, how you do that, you know? But you were still able to keep your heart. You know what I'm saying? That game right there is really, really tough to keep your heart. Like, keep the good mannerism that a lot of motherfuckers been taught. You know what I'm saying? But to keep it, you have to wrestle even with people that you gotten it from, because they think just because you're associated with that lifestyle that you're that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You still ain't the same person that grew up in the house that you come, you know, things of that nature, man. I just want you to take this story into consideration that even when you feel like you're in your lowest lows, don't let nobody tell you God don't walk with you, man. Don't let nobody tell you that. In fact, sometimes that might be the only person that walk with us in our lowest lows. But that's okay. Because in essence, guess what? It's probably the best walk that you'll ever have. It's probably the best walk where you get to learn as much as you need to know about yourself, about others, about God, about life. I mean, when God got love for you, I just feel like information-wise, he ain't nothing he won't give you. Love-wise, nothing he won't give you. He is the essential source of all blessings, which means, like, when people feel like they tell you they the money source, he the money source, man. He the one that's got the money source for them, too. You feel me? And the same, he can give you twice as much as they got it. You know what I'm saying? But faith plays a big part in that, you know. It's only two routes, man. Yahweh or your way, you feel me? And it's kind of like bottom line. When I say your way, it's like, at the end of the day, this is the thing. Essentially, this is what's cool about it, too. If you choose your way, you're still choosing your way. It's just you're accepting the will of God, you feel me? You know, I like to feel like I'm doing God's will, but in the free will essence of what he allows us to do it in, I'm doing it my way. But there's nothing derogatory in these statements, man. This is strictly talking about the word of God. I have yet to try to come off as anything. I still ain't gave out my name yet. You know what I'm saying? Last time I checked, so it's strictly about a purpose act. You know what I'm saying? Just enlightening people on the word of God. We had a situation now where the four wild churches can't be initially just that safe haven like you used to have, you know. But the The church was never meant to be the safe haven for the true church at the heart, you know what I'm saying? For the heart is what God would lie. He does lie. We all have a piece of his spirit in us, you know what I'm saying? And in the heart and through faith, we can activate it. So, you know, throwing just a little something extra out for my G's, if you know, take it how you want to take it, you know. Hope it can help somebody. But that's that on that. Next one will be 45. We will see what happens to Benjamin then. Yeah, dear, because he in the situation right now. Tab a little bit of pickle with the governor of Egypt. So, hope y'all enjoyed it. Appreciate y'all. God bless each and every listener. You know what I'm saying? Hope it encouraged somebody to pick up that book. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Until the next time we meet, we're going to get it in like that. There, chicka 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 chill.